So, boom. Welcome to the Rocky and Charlie show.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that. Fridays, this is going to be more like a headline Friday. We're going to talk about headlines for the next, 45 minutes to an hour. Just things that are popping up right now. More than likely, we're going to hit you up with facts you don't need to know. Useless facts, but interesting news from all sorts of places. Covering all sorts of genres from hip hop today to current events to tech stuff to interviews. We might interview your neighbor. You never know. We might interview you, the listener. You never know. But welcome to the Carlos and the Rocky and Charlie show. It's going to be good. I'll start it off with some hip hop, since last year was the 50th anniversary of hip hop. We got some beefs. Did you know about these beefs, Rocky?
No, I don't really keep up with a lot of that kind of news. So
right.
Whenever it comes up, it's mostly like the bigger things that people are talking about. What's going on? I know you mentioned a couple things.
Yeah, so it all started with Kendrick Lamar getting into Like That with Future, and Future came out with a new album. Him and Metro Boomin, if you guys didn't know. Metro Boomin's he's a great producer. But the album's called We Don't Trust You. And there's a bunch of tracks on that album. But the main one was Like That with Kendrick Lamar. And Kendrick Lamar just goes in heavy.
Give me a piece of it. Tell me what it's about. What's everything about?
So supposedly, Drake and Kendrick have been going at each other for a long time. A little backdrop.
I know that.
Yeah. So subliminal messages here and there after Control and from Kendrick. But yeah, so Like That drops. He drops heavy bars. Right now in the hip hop industry, there's the big three. It's supposed to be J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. And in one of those lines, he just says, fuck the big three. It's just big me, homie. And I was like, oh. So that set off the tone for a huge wave of interviews back in there. So 2 weeks later, you got Rick Ross jumping in the Drake beef, too, calling him BBL Drake. Supposedly dropping information that he got a nose job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It gets
comical. You don't want nobody finding that out.
Yeah. No,
especially
it gets,
the hood.
It gets comical. Yeah, it really does. But then Drake comes back with 50 push-ups. Aiming at Kendrick, aiming at Rick Ross, aiming at a bunch of stuff. J. Cole also drops 7-minute drill. Apologizes 3 days later. I don't know why.
So it kind of sounds like you're playing both sides of the field.
No. I like, this is hip hop for me. It's hip hop 101. I love seeing the back and forth. So then Drake drops.
It's like back in the 90s.
Yes. Classic hip hop.
So you're just here for the show rather than
I'm here
sticking
with
somebody.
Yeah. No, I'm here for the popcorn. And the beer.
Okay.
So then Drake drops Taylor Made Freestyle. And Kendrick hasn't responded in no time since Like That dropped 3 weeks ago. And
that's a long time.
Dude, he's on the clock. He is. And why hasn't he said anything? I don't know why. So Drake drops a second diss to Kendrick. And this time, have you heard it?
No.
Since I mentioned it to you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. This time, he brings back guess who? Guess.
I have no idea.
Tupac Shakur.
What? Tupac?
He brings back Tupac AI voice.
Oh my God.
And in the Tupac verse, you can tell it's Drake's lyrics. You can. It's because it's like stuff Drake would say. But
why? Why drag up?
Why drag up Tupac, right? Well, Kendrick's from the West Coast. Yeah. Tupac too. And it's basically Tupac like asking Kendrick, like, hey man, what happened? We passed you the torch, and you did. You're fucking fumbling. You're gonna let the Canadian white skin dude come back and just fool you, And I was like, oh. So then, as I'm hearing the song, verse two comes out. Guess who that is? We got Tupac on the first one. Who got the second one?
Is it another dead rapper?
No. He's alive.
Snoop? Got Snoop?
Yes.
That's the only person I could think of.
Did you know that? Okay.
That's the only person I could think of that would mean something, like kind of that 90s feel.
Yes, yes.
Bring it back to the old school.
And he's OG.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, he is West Coast. But it was Snoop's AI voice. It wasn't Snoop himself.
That's kind of a strange choice to make.
So,
I mean, that kind of brings up an interesting point. Like, did he get his permission to do that, or?
Well,
how's he feel about it?
The Tupac estate has basically sent a cease and desist letter.
Okay.
Right. It's like, hey, man, this is, you know, we like the creativity. That was cool. But, no. Nah. So, since then, Drake has dropped, has actually removed the song from his page, but on YouTube and stuff like that. But as far as, like, I found it today still, this morning.
Yeah, I mean, the internet is forever.
Dude, if you ever hear the song, I want to hear your take on this. Because you like AI, it's tech, and just the creativity of the song. Kendrick being from California, you know, having these two old school hip-hop legends come to you and are like, dude, what happened? Like, it's been 3 weeks, bro.
That's pretty harsh. That's harsh.
Dude. And then Drake piggybacks off of Snoop Dogg. Like, oh, yeah, that's the truth, bro. But let me tell you this also. And I'm like, oh. Snoop, he was cordial about it. He came on Instagram. He was just like, oh, they did what? Where? Nah. That's it.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, Snoop owns Death Row now. So he owns his vocals, obviously. And Tupac's, I believe. And his masters, I believe. You need to quote me on that. I mean, confirm, yeah.
Have to check that out.
Check that out. But, yeah. So that's what's going on in the hip-hop world right now. And Taylor Swift just dropped.
I stayed up for that one.
Did you really? No,
I
you
did.
Didn't.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I heard she's taking shots at Kim Kardashian in one song.
I mean, yeah.
Did you hear that too?
I did. It's all right. Honestly, the whole thing, I don't kind of get it. But
yeah. Yeah. She showed, what, 1.5 in the first 24 hours?
It
Or 2 mil in the first 24 hours, and then 1.5 after that.
Yes.
Dude, stupid numbers.
It is insane. But I think it just goes back down to how you market yourself, how you're presenting it. She put a lot of teasers out. There's a big fan base that
huge.
Just gets other people to fan base with it too.
I want to know the numbers of Kansas City viewership pre and post Taylor Swift.
Oh no, it's definitely influenced.
I want to know what the Buffalo Wild Wings was making pre and post Taylor Swift at Kansas City.
No, it can't be understated,
dude.
It can't be overstated, I should say.
Yeah.
How big of an impact Taylor Swift has.
Yeah, because he even mentions Taylor Swift in the diss. Drake does.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He said something about now you can't drop an album or a diss because Taylor's about to drop. And we move for the queen, basically.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, so you got to wait a week, bro. Sorry. Basically, yeah, you got to wait a week.
No, you will get buried. And I heard a couple statistics talking about, like, Beyonce, how much she sold in X amount of time.
Yeah.
And then Taylor Swift sold just tremendous amounts on top of that, considering Beyonce is very
talented.
Very talented, she is, very influential.
It's the B, yeah.
But Taylor Swift just blows her out of the water.
Yeah. They're saying that since Beyonce came out with the country album, this is Taylor Swift's best hip-hop album. Because I heard she's just talking shit about everybody.
Interesting.
So that's that. That's the music portion. Did you hear anything else on the headlines? Campus riots?
I mean, there's a lot of things going on.
A lot of things.
Campus riots.
Dude, campus. I seen the article today. It was happening at UT. Crazy.
Yeah.
DPS everywhere.
I don't know if it needs to go that far.
Right.
Protesting. peacefully is a good thing.
Right.
Like, you need to show your support.
Yes.
Whatever thing you got, you have the right to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you're acting up and you're causing issues, you're making it worse for the greater amount of people around you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, came out in Columbia, and he did a speech, and he was like, well, I see you guys are exercising your freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, those images, crazy. Teachers. What's crazy about the whole thing is that I've seen even like Jews for Palestine, and I'm like, they're even getting buried.
I don't know,
dude. It's crazy. So that's happening. The Diddy situation.
That's an ongoing kind of unraveling thing. I caught a bit of it here and there, but pretty much from what I gathered is that he took off as soon as he figured out something was going on.
Right. Just calling him the Black Jeffrey Epstein.
That is what I heard.
Dude, that's nuts. I didn't know it was that dark with Diddy. Now that I've seen everything come to light.
What's the current status of what's going on?
So he's under investigation still.
They found him? They brought him in?
They haven't indicted him. Just under investigation. No indictments yet. It's lawsuits galore. He's getting sued by some dude named Lil Rod right now, which is crazy. What that's going on. Megan Thee Stallion's getting sued right now.
I mean,
by her photographer, supposedly.
What's the reason?
Reason being, 2022, he's in the car with Megan and somebody else. They couldn't specify who or the sex. And that supposedly they were messing around with each other. And Megan told the photographer, you keep your mouth shut. You didn't see anything, so on and so forth. But everybody's looking out for a payoff, too. It's shakedown season.
That's right.
Dude, that's crazy.
Got to make that summer money.
Got to make that BBL money.
That's right. Got to make that Ozempic money. Is that still a thing? People still on Ozempic? People still doing that?
Yeah. People are. That, Mounjaro, a lot of generic brands.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty popular thing among celebrities. And everybody's got Ozempic face, and people can see that you're taking it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's crazy. Eat your vegetables, people. That's it. It's close. 800 grams of fruits and veggies per day. Harvey Weinstein. Did you hear that one?
I think so.
His conviction got overturned. He's about to get out.
Yeah.
And then you got Lil Boosie come out saying, oh, if that's the case, then free R. Kelly. And I'm like, maybe that's not the same thing. Well, y'all guys need to calm down.
That's a little stretch.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mercedes released the all-electric G-Series, the G-Wagon. Did you see that?
I haven't.
Dude.
I know G-Wagon. I know they cost a lot.
Yes.
And I know that electric vehicles cost a lot more.
Right. So, yeah. So, yesterday, the day before, I believe it was at the auto show in China. They released a pretty-ass blue one, and it's supposed to do some G-turn I've never seen before. So,
I think, turn on a dime or what?
Yes. Whenever they drop live, he comes, parks, like, kind of down the hill, and then stops, and then does a full 360. Just like that.
I feel like I've seen something like that.
And I was like, okay, did I just see what I saw? And I looked at the caption, and it was just like, should not perform G-turn without professional driver. And I was like, hold on, let me see this video again. Watched it again. And I was like, oh, that's what he's talking about. I was like, what? I was like, how do they do that? So people, if you are curious, Mercedes, G-turn, Google. Boom. What else do we got?
See the headline. Speaking of vehicles, you got the Cybertruck coming out. All the issues that they're going. They did a full total recall.
Complete whole thing.
Total.
Right? Yeah, total recall. Yeah, because
of that the acceleration pedal.
I heard about that, and I seen the video on like what's happening. Basically, the pedal is just sliding off.
Yeah.
Right?
But essentially, the fix is a rivet.
Is that what it is? To just
put it in place.
So it was, how was it placed on there? It was just, I guess, not. That's
some kind of slip or something.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot of issues with the Cybertruck.
It's like
it brings me back to whenever they did the showcase of it.
Yeah.
And Elon's like, this truck is indestructible.
Yeah, and he then takes the guy
a whack at it.
Yeah, and then bust. Breaks the glass, right? Yeah, breaks the glass with a bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that was hilarious. The Trump trial and him farting in the court. Have you heard that?
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So the judge warned Trump from falling asleep.
I heard that.
Like 3 times. And then on the last day of the trial, or last time the hearing was, farting all day long. Just like rancid smells.
Oh my God.
And I was like, dude, that.
What's his diet look like?
McDonald's. Probably. And it was John Stewart. John Stewart did a little piece this past Monday on it. Did you see that one?
You know, I found it kind of interesting that John Stewart's back.
Do you like that?
I mean, I just started seeing more about him here and there. And I'm like, is he back? What happened to Trevor Noah?
No, he's gone. So Trevor Noah was, he left like 2 years ago.
Really?
And it's been a year that they've just been putting different people. Chelsea Handler was on for like 2 weeks.
Kind of like what they did with Jeopardy.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah.
And he just took his spot back?
Yeah. I mean, so he was on Apple doing the podcast for there. And then the reason he left was because there's some topics, you know, he wanted to talk about. And Apple was like, absolutely not. We're not doing that. We're going to not touch those topics. Yeah. So, and one topic was the chairman or director of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, which is everybody's in the business world worst nightmare.
Right.
Yeah. So, he wanted to have her on, and he had her on The Daily Show. Is it the no, not The Daily Show. Is it The Daily Show?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the John Oliver show. Was it Last Week Tonight or something like that? But he had her on there. That was nice. But that was one of the reasons he went back to The Daily Show. Because
his own forum, his own rules.
And I can imagine. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I don't know what the contract looks like. But if he has the chairman of the FTC on there, he's getting what he wants. And he's comfortable in his own space. Because, I mean, he's been there before.
Yeah, that's true. Might as well play by your own rules.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening. What else is happening? They say the homeless people are choosing California to stay because of the weather and economics. They get everything free. So I was like, ooh, I like that one. Today, TikTok ban. Did you hear that?
I did.
So what do you think about the TikTok ban?
You know, TikTok has its, I guess, time and place.
Right.
But its parent company,
ByteDance. Yeah.
And TikTok are one and the same.
Yeah.
And ByteDance is a Chinese company.
Yeah.
And ByteDance employees have access to TikTok information, confidential information.
Yeah.
So all your information that you have here,
yeah,
they have it over there.
Yeah.
Very easily accessible. Make no mistake, it's one and the same.
Yeah.
That's why the president signed that thing to make it divest itself, sell off TikTok to an American-owned entity so that they can manage it.
Exactly. Or get banned.
Or get banned. The government says we don't want to ban it. We want it to be in safe hands.
Yeah.
Is the ultimate goal. But yeah. if they choose not to sell, it will be a nationwide ban.
Boom. Did you hear what TikTok wanted to do? Now?
What do they want?
They don't want to sell.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, hey, I've been seeing that. I seen that today, early in the morning. They're just like, already starting to see pieces of news. They're just like, no, we're not going to do that.
I mean, fair enough. I don't use TikTok.
Yeah, me either. But to those who
a lot of people do. They get a lot of information. I know people go there to learn something new.
Recipes.
A lot of fun entertainment.
Yeah.
And it started out really simple, but then people started really investing in content delivery there.
Yeah. No. Not to promote Dan Crenshaw, but back to what you were saying about ByteDance and being the same.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. He was like, dude, confidential information's here. You have it there. And you have to answer to these people. However, because that's part of how your government's structured.
Yeah.
And it's just what it is. But if I start seeing not good recipes, I want TikTok back. That's what I want.
I mean, there's YouTube Shorts.
Do they hit the same? No.
To me, they do.
Yes. Actually, they do. I find myself doing YouTube Shorts.
I'm stuck in a death roll sometimes, and I hate doing that. So I'm like, okay, I gotta chill out. I gotta put my phone down.
Yeah. That's funny.
If I do like 10 or 15, that's way too many.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Tennessee allowing all teachers to carry?
I did.
Yeah. Did you see the people backlash? People just outside the...
I can imagine. And working closely with schools that I do. It just causes more issues than it solves.
Yeah. I've seen that. Dude, what else is happening right now? There's a lot of things. So they passed a shit ton of money to fund wars. Did you hear that? Like $64 billion to Ukraine.
I think that was in that TikTok bill.
Yes.
It was all in the same thing, right?
Yeah. The TikTok ban, the money for Ukraine, and then the money for Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all in the same thing.
Dude. You want to call it good at 25?
Whatever.
Just to be the intro?
Sure.
Yeah. I did. That was all in three. Dude, that's a lot of money for the war. I mean, from what I've seen, read, is that a lot of that money's coming back to the States. Because a lot of what they're using, they're American-made products. The J-Ham or the J-Dam rocket, just the tanks. The tanks themselves, I believe they're made in Kentucky. I mean, don't quote me on the state, but I think they're made in Kentucky. And a lot of stuff that they're using is made in Alabama and in Arizona.
Sure. So, I mean, I believe it.
Dude, so, I mean, yes, we are sending money here. I mean, I guess that's where it's going to come back to. But, I'd rather have that money go somewhere else in the States.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Dude. That's a lot of money. My parents want to go to Israel. Did I tell you this? I told you this.
No.
Dude, I told my mom, I was like, you're crazy, bro. I was like, do you know there's an active war zone going on there?
Not worth it.
And my mom was like, nope, it's fine. She's like, dude, there's an active war zone every time there. That place is just an active war zone, period.
That's the thing, is that there is never going to be...
total peace.
No.
Would you go to Israel? You would never go to Israel?
No.
I mean, say nothing was happening right now. But, I mean, fuck, there's always something happening. Not even close?
No, we won the genetic lottery when we were born. In the United States.
True. Very, very true.
I mean, we could have been born in Canada, Finland, Poland, Japan.
Yeah.
Equally as good.
Yeah.
But we won.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we got. We're here.
Because if we were born 40 minutes that way.
Yeah.
in Mexico, our lives would be totally different.
Totally different. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
And that's what I like to think, you know. That I'm happy here.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with all the crazy stuff going on over there. It sucks that that happens.
Yeah.
And I get that that happens.
Yeah.
But
it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, no, like, archaeological tours. I mean, it's an old place.
So, I mean, yeah, stuff like that I would love to do. I would love to go find history. I would love to explore different areas like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to do that. But all the stuff that's attached to it, it doesn't make it worth it.
Yeah, true. Ooh, yeah. You're going to go risk your life to go see.
If the risking life part and paying to go over there wasn't a thing, yeah.
True. True, true, true. But we are at 25 minutes. So you want to lead us off with anything? Next Friday, headlines. If you guys want to hear from us, anything, any topics, let us know. We should upload this today. And it should be up tonight for tomorrow. Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Well, we'll see you guys next Friday.
We'll see you then.
Boom.